Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 28, today's verse is from Surah Taghabun, ayah 3. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. And he formed you and made beautiful your forms. If someone was to compliment the way you look, pointing out your beautiful features, how would it make you feel? Does their compliment make you smile? In this verse, Allah says to us, I formed you and gave you your shape, and I made you perfect. Allah has declared that you are beautiful. Now that's definitely something to smile about. I love this verse because Allah isn't just telling us that He formed us with His skill. He is emphasizing that He did it well, that He formed us beautifully. And how can you not feel beautiful when you've been sculpted and fashioned by the expert moulder, Al-Musawwir himself? We're constantly being sold things to make us look, as society thinks, beautiful. In fact, the entire beauty industry makes money through making us feel like we're just not good enough. My eyelashes are too short, my lips are too thin, my cheekbones need to be more prominent, my muscles need toning, the list goes on. But you are enough. Your creator thinks you're more than enough. He thinks you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with caring about our appearance. In fact, I find that Islam regards it our religious duty to look neat and presentable. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam spent more money on perfume than food and encouraged us to make an effort to look neat and tidy. But not matching up to pictures on magazines or social media shouldn't make us feel any less good-looking. Allah wants to free us from all those pressures. I love the du'a when looking in a mirror taught to us by the Holy Prophet. O Allah, just as you have made my physical appearance beautiful, make my character beautiful too. I love how He teaches us positive affirmations in His du'a. As we look at ourselves in the mirror and say to our reflection, I know that Allah has made me beautiful. And I love how He shifts the focus to what's more valuable to Allah. For the Holy Prophet has said, Allah looks not at the way we look, but at our hearts and our deeds. My worth as a person doesn't come from the way that I look, but through the deeds that I do. To me, this verse is a reminder. Allah has told me that I have been formed beautifully already, so my concern is to use this body He gave me to beautify my heart. Let's pick out some key words to help us remember and record this passage. We already know Ahsan from Juz 15, so here I've chosen Allah's name Al-Musawwir, the shaper of beauty, or the one who forms beautifully. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little note of reminder to myself. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway. A practical step that we can make to apply this verse. My intention might be to learn and recite this verse when I'm looking in the mirror. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in the keyword and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below and inshallah we can all learn together.